We always begin Holy Week with two important symbols. The primary symbol is, of course, the Passion of our Lord, the reading of the Passion. We know that it's long, we've heard it before, but every time we listen to the Passion, today and on Good Friday, we ought to be attentive. We ought to listen with devotion and participate in it, because this is the story of our salvation for all eternity. The second symbol is, of course, the palm branch, which is significant in the Bible and in our Catholic faith. That is why we can call today Palm Sunday of the Passion of our Lord. We know that the ancient Jewish people used the palm branch. It was important to them as they lived in the desert. They used it for a building material. They found that the palms were accessible and could give them shade, and they were beautiful. The palm branch also fed the Jewish people. It provided food for them in the form of their delicious dates. Israel indeed has the best figs and the best dates ever. Once Israel left Egypt, the first city they inhabited in the Promised Land was Jericho. Jericho is also known in the Bible as the city of palm trees. And so today, this palm branch becomes a symbol of the Old Testament people, and now of our Lord offering us salvation. Today, palms are laid on the road to comfort the feet of our Lord's donkey, to cool and to soften the donkey's feet as it carries our Lord into Jerusalem for our salvation. Therein, this palm becomes a symbol of Christ's victory for us. And today, a symbol of the holiest week of the year, which we begin today. And there was one more thought about the palm, which is significant. We know that as we read in the book of Revelation about what the saints look like in heaven, saints whom we hope to become, the Bible tells us in Revelation that the saints stand before the throne of God, before the Lamb, praising God, wearing white robes. And the Bible tells us that these saints hold in their hands palm branches. And so therein is a profound Catholic tradition for us. It's why my grandmother taught me to braid palms really early in life. It is why when I visit homes, I see palms on a crucifix, on a picture. It's why I have one in my vehicle, because this palm is a powerful symbol, a symbol of good over evil, a symbol of light over darkness. It's a symbol of life over death. For me, it reminds me to be a symbol of faith over doubt. It's a symbol of what Christ did for me. And I need to be reminded of that all year. And so, my dear people, the stage is set for the holiest week of the year. There are tremendous graces offered this week, and I ask that you participate in the holiest 3 days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. Today we mark that week by remembering how our Lord entered Jerusalem. He knew what would happen to him. And today still he thirsts for our love. He thirsts for our attentive love. Because he wants to enter triumphantly into our souls. This week, I pray that our Lord may again enter our souls in a new way, perhaps, in a deeper way, perhaps. I pray that he may triumphantly enter our souls so as to bring us to his kingdom in heaven. Amen.